Bros, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Two and a Half Bros. I am your whole host, Lawrence, aka Mr. Hit It with the Wee Wee, and I am joined with my brothers from another mother. And it is a good day. It's nice and hot out here. My brother to the left of me, y'all know him as Rolando, but we know him as Roro McNasty. How you doing, my guy?
I'm doing good, man.
That's good. That's good. And a brother to the right of me, with the Undertaker chalk line on. I haven't seen this man in that long. He done forgot my fucking air fryer again.
I'm not coming from all the way. I wake up at 4 a.m. Yeah, I am not carrying an air fryer at 4 a.m. to be a black ass.
Y'all know him as Sir Wilkins. I know him as the GM of the year. AKA
Great Sunday.
He found his LeBron James. Sir Wilkins, how you doing, brother, man?
I'm doing well. Fuck your air fryer, my nigga.
Nah, you ain't gonna. Fuck my air fryer. Fuck is you talking about? I wanna make good shit in that. Like, I wanna cook. Maybe I wanna have a date at the crib, nigga. Let me throw some shit in the air fryer. She gonna be like, you cook this? Yeah. She don't need to know what air fried though, but I'm just saying, like, I can't cook that shit. Like, I've been waiting for Christmas since this shit. My birthday the past. Damn, it ain't my fault you ain't get your shit yet. Yo, you know what? Honestly, I gotta lay off of you because Tay, I just gave her her shit just yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, because
where'd you get her?
A Sephora gift card.
Oh, yeah,
you couldn't mail that to her crib. So
I want it. You know what it was? I wanted.
Oh, you wanted the feeling, because you a feeling ass nigga. So you wanted the feeling. So you wanted the feeling. What do you want to give? He wanted to make her feel special.
Yeah, I wanted to see. I wanted to see the expression. So I was like, you know.
So everybody who's listening right now and who's watching. So we had did a Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
And then we did, what was it? What
do you call
it?
Secret Santa.
So everybody had a Secret Santa. And I was Lauren's Secret Santa, but I couldn't make it because I had some, I forgot what it was. I had some family things I had to take care of because it's around the holidays. I don't get this, my family spend that much time with each other. So, long story short, I got his air fryer.
Mm-hmm. That shit just sitting. Yo, it just reminds me of last year's.
Tatiana. When did Tatiana give you yours?
I think it was almost around my birthday. It was about to be my
shit.
So, you know what's funny? So, story time real quick. At the time she was dating Homeboy.
Yeah.
And Homeboy was like, "Yo, I got her a gift. I know you guys are going to do like a Secret Santa shit."
Mm-hmm.
I got her gift. Took it to work, left it at work, went to the Secret Santa shit, and I thought I lost her gift.
Oh, shit.
This nigga here, bro.
But I ended up finding it at work. But how's everybody doing today?
Doing good.
We got a special guest coming soon. We got a special guest. But there's one thing we didn't talk about in the last episode that I wanted to get into.
What's up?
What is that?
Derrick Jackson and Kevin Samuels.
Oh.
They are internet sensations. They talk about men shit. Have you ever watched a Kevin Samuels video?
I think I glanced at it and then just
a tiny bit of it.
Rolando ain't looking at nothing but ass cheeks and titties.
No. I watched it.
How much porn do you watch? Yeah. Rolando?
This nigga phone got so many viruses. Yo, no lie, I love Rolando to death, and I do it sometimes too, but yo, you can catch Rolando on his Instagram just strolling down, and it's, you see his mad titties and ass and booty, and I'm like, damn, what do you follow? Like, just wrestling and titties, bro. Wrestling and titties.
That's all you like? Wrestling and titties?
Wrestling and titties. I love selling drugs.
I love all the stuff. I like sneakers. I love video games. You know, liquor.
You low-key an alcoholic.
Nah, I don't drink as much as I used to years ago. I used to like drink a lot when I was younger, but like now I just like, if I go to a bar, I'll drink like 2-3 times and that's it.
Stop the cat. Nigga, you was drunk at Janelle's house.
Oh yeah, that time I blacked out.
My man was blacked out with his mouth open. He couldn't hold the Doritos. Hey. He couldn't do nothing.
Like, it was that damn, what was that, like the Amsterdam? No.
That was Amsterdam. It was
Amsterdam.
Ones too.
Yeah.
It was coconut, and then I think it was.
And like, I remember drinking some Sunkissed soda, and then like.
That man was like this.
Like fucking Undertaker.
Yo, no, you be getting fucked up.
No, Homer was putting candy.
Chiseled the Adonis in the building.
Oh, shit. He done hopped aboard the L train.
Take a seat, brother. We, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest in the building. He is a friend of the Jobberteers Network. He has been on a couple of shows, but he is back for 2.5 bros to talk some toxic shit with us, to get involved, and he can give us a better conversation about internet relationship guru guys.
Mm. Oh, okay. All right.
So but before we get started, Chisel Adonis, talk a little bit about yourself. Tell the people who you are.
Well, first and foremost, if you're not familiar, get familiar. I'm the diligent, vigilant, meticulous, sagacious, conscientious, analytical, methodical individual, the Chiseled Adonis, host, founder, and chairman of Hold My Nuggets Incorporated. I'm happy to be here on the 2.5 bros. Now, if you did not know, like I introduced to myself, I am a comedian. Of all comedians, mm-hmm. and I happen to be in the building, man. Wrestling fan as well, Pittsburgh Steelers aficionado. You know, we're just in the house, man. We here.
How's what's up?
So we started this conversation talking about Derrick Jackson. Mm-hmm. You did a couple videos on him, which were hilarious. If you don't know him, please follow our brother on Instagram, Twitter. Are you on Patreon?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Patreon,
yeah.
YouTube. You almost had 500K or you hit 500K already?
Oh, no, not yet. I just crossed, I think it was 236.
Okay.
Yeah, but the goal by the end of the year is 500K. I'm trying to dunk.
So my brother's at 250,000 of motherfuckers is subscribed to his YouTube page. But let's talk about it. You are low-key internet fame. You got internet famous. You a little bit. You humble, my nigga. You humble. But with a 250,000 motherfuckers that subscribes, you got a little bit. A quarter million.
I got a lot of burner accounts.
A quarter million is like a part of Brooklyn. Like Brooklyn is following you.
Okay.
So that's a lot of people, motherfuckers. So, what was your thought on the Derrick Jackson situation?
Oh, I loved it.
What? Ooh,
I loved it.
Why did you love it? Because I kind of loved it too, but. In a marketing standpoint, but go ahead.
Well, I'll touch on that in a little bit because I see exactly where you're going with it. But when I first saw it was Derrick Jackson who had gotten exposed and then went above and beyond him, go ahead and expose himself as well. I was clapping. I was standing up because this brother was the simp of all simps, and we need to make sure we take this brother down. Now, mind you,
nigga say he's the final boss.
He is the final boss of simps. When you have conquered the realms of pussy upon pussy beans, when you get to the summit, Derrick Jackson stands there and says, "The golden uterus shall reign supreme." They had to make sure we had a situation in which we seen this brother get exposed for the fraud that he was. Because men across the nation, not even the nation, globally,
yes,
had seen the buffoonery, tomfoolery coming out this man's mouth and knew he was a big fat phony from the start. Okay, he's just a roided up, you know, erectile dysfunction just waiting to happen. And I'm excited. I'm excited by this man's downfall. I've never cheered for a single person's failure in my life. But when I saw this on the horizon, I had to stand up and give it a standing ovation.
So when I saw it, I was just like, so toxic, we'll have this. I think it's maybe a little segment. Toxic material alert. 48 Laws of Power. You want to be a toxic, sadistic motherfucker? Read the 48 Laws of Power. Mm-hmm. Then the Art of Seduction after. Mm. And fully utilize it. Look at Rolando over there. He's like, you write this down. So one of the laws on 48 Laws of Power is never seem too perfect. Mm-hmm. And when I saw this, I was like, this was going to happen regardless. Nobody can hold up this perfection in their life. Nobody. Mm-hmm. Nobody at all. So I saw it and I was like, alright, but then the genius level of manipulation and narcissism was on top notch. Taking your wife, mm-hmm. sitting her down, and said, "Bitch, come over here. Take a seat. Take a seat next to me. Because I need to get this money."
Like I said,
need to get this money. And then you write a and then he does a video reacting to himself.
Yeah, this nigga.
This nigga is different.
And then proceeded to end that very video with. And by the way, you know, he wrote a book. Derrick Jackson wrote a book himself, and it was 50% off at the conclusion of the video. Excuse me? You use this whole thing to plug, and that's exactly what you was getting. You with the marketing genius that is the schema that is Derek.
Because you doing that, people are going to get mad regardless. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be a solid 30%, maybe 20% that's going to be like, yo, he's just like us. Maybe he can help me out. Because he kept his wife.
Yep.
But then we got to talk about the wife. Shorty's cute. Ain't a bad looking woman. Also, this nigga is 5'5".
Oh, is he?
This nigga is 5'5".
Wow.
I didn't know that.
I thought he was 6'5".
I thought he was like 6'3", 6'1". Yeah, like, yeah. I thought he was a big dude, you know, former football player. Mm-hmm. I was like, of course he's getting mad. Nigga, you 5'5"?
That's crazy.
And you doing all of this? I'm listening to one of them motherfuckers from the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, pretty much.
He's nigga, you are 5'5".
Oh,
5'5".
It's like a stale piece of chewing gum. He just that very small, but swole
this
up.
This nigga said.
That's crazy.
He's fast 30.
And he was playing college football. I thought he was 6'5".
No, that's what I thought too. Wow. But if you think about it, his girl's short.
Makes sense.
And he's not that much taller than her.
Mm-hmm.
So then Shorty does her old live. And I just see right through her. I'm just like, yo, damn, ma. You are broken. This motherfucker broke you. Uh-oh. And he ain't gonna fix you because it's not gonna help him out.
It's not beneficial to him.
It's not beneficial to him at all. Like, I've been around chicks where it's like, yo, damn, this nigga fucked you over. Damn, you ever fucked over a chick? Any of y'all fucked over a chick?
I have.
Talk about it.
I mean, I used to call her Super Soapy, you know, because a young lady. The young lady happened to, I don't know what the deal was, but I'm not going to take the credit myself. But let's just say her cervix found a way to make itself into a little bit of a geyser. But we ain't talking about that right now. But one way or another.
I've had a few of those.
I had moments in which she kind of wanted more from the situation, but I started from the very beginning saying, I'm not really trying to have this situation transmogrify into that of a relationship. Mm-hmm. We just keeping it casual right here. Because this was in my whole year. I was trying to, you know, dip my toe
you
into wholeness.
You was hitting the wee-wee.
Yeah. I was dipping my toe into
you
wholeness.
You weren't dipping your toe. You dipping your whole dick in everything. Well,
fair enough. You know. A dick and then some. But the whole bowl.
He was dipping the head in. That's what he was doing.
Let's slow down on that. You know, but with her, it was one of those situations where I had to end things, but it was very, very cutthroat and direct to where if somebody viewing from the outside looking in be like, yo, man, you know, you're kind of an asshole. But it was necessary in order to terminate said situation.
How did she react to it, though?
Oh, she was, she, the emotions. Everywhere.
You motherfucker!
Oh, yeah. Estrogen in the
but that happens. That happens a lot. You know what it is? I used to mess with this chick years ago. We met on met at the club once. Mm. And we chatted, she never gave me any play. And then one day, I've told this story before. One day I'm at work. At the time I was working on the Upper East Side. She shoots me a text and she's like, yo, come through. I said, what? No problem. Hop in the cab, zoom to her crib, whatever. And it became like a consistent thing. I do it during my lunch break.
Yep.
Then one day she texts me, this is after we're all done. She's like, hey, do you want to stay and meet my sister?
Whoa.
I said, I said, no, as I play with her dog. I was like, nah, what are we doing here? And she goes, nah, do you want to stay? You know, she's like, you know, we've been doing this for a couple of times. You want to make it like, not like we're dating, but like only me and you can do it. And I was just like, and you know what's funny? With us men, when it comes to getting the poos, once you get like one, a bunch is going on at one time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But your dry spell be dry as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
The dry spell for us be like, yo.
It feel like it be 2 days. That shit feel like it was 3 months. You be like, shit.
Yep. What's your longest dry spell?
My long shit. Had to be like two and a half years.
God bless you.
2.5 years. God, it was awful.
Jesus.
It was brutal. Brutal.
What did you do in the meantime?
What I do?
Oh my God!
The amount of Jergens that she's been
sponsoring. Yeah, your steak was medium rare.
Oh yeah, man, I used to go bench press. I was just lifting it on one side at one point.
he had the what was it? Quagmire when he
oh yeah, oh, it was quagmire muscle up.
Bro, my longest was a year and a half, I think. And it was just like, what? I got a lot done, though.
Ah, yeah. Fair enough.
I got
enough.
A lot yeah. done. Saved mm-hmm. up a lot of money.
Yeah.
But, so she says this to me, and I'm just like, what? Excuse me? Because a lot of times, chicks be like, nah, I don't want nothing serious.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I bet. That's the problem. That's, yep. that's the whole thing we're going into.
Mm-hmm.
So when she said that, so I looked at her like, what the fuck are you talking about? No. I don't want to meet your sister, nigga. And then, so smashed.
Okay. Nigga said, this yep. is not a part of the arrangement. I came,
so I just came to see one you. One time after it was done, she's like, yo, you know, I'm moving up the corporate ladder. She's like, well, what are your, she started talking about, we started talking about the, our futures.
Oh, the goals.
She's like, what are your goals? I was like, well, I'm trying to, you know, try to get this money out here, B. At the time, I was like 23. I was like, just try to get these, get my paper up. And she's like, okay, you know, I work in finance. I can teach you how to get your money up and shit. You know, I can teach you about this. Mm. And I looked at her. I was like, oh, I see what you're doing here.
Mm.
You try to pull me in because you try to upgrade me, mm-hmm. make me feel better about myself.
You're
no.
getting the premium package.
No. Trying we to make you a better person. Doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, and I stopped talking to her. But then I hit a dry spell right after.
Mm.
And then, you know, when you hit that dry spell, you start going through the phone.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. you call the third string quarterback that you had.
Oh, yeah.
That you don't want.
It'd be like the seventh cover to move. You'd be thinking like, yo, are we actually related?
You don't even want the pussy. You just like, come on,
well,
man.
Well, the companionship.
I just need
a hug.
Nigga, just talk to me. Blow on my ear some shit. Do something. Like,
And I remember... I hit her up and I was like, yo, hey, what's up? She's like, what's going on? And at this point, she accomplished her goals.
Oh.
She was moving up the corporate ladder.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was like, if her company was like, whoever's at the top, she was like fifth from the top.
Ah, okay.
And she was young too. At the time, about when I hit her, I was like 25. And she was like moving up that ladder. She's a female too.
Mm-hmm.
And she was doing it big. And I was just like, yeah, but I couldn't do it anymore. Because she wasn't trying to. She was like, moved on in life.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And a part of me was like, maybe you should have. Nah, I didn't want it. I didn't want it. But yeah, so what about you? You ever had that?
A dry spell? Yes, plenty of times. Mm. Like, my wee-wee has been dry plenty of times. And it's been hurting me inside. I mean, I wouldn't say now I got a dry spell, but you know, like, I think mine, the longest one for me was like a year and some change. Like, and then you just go through the phone and you calling somebody that you don't even want to be bothered because you know the sex is going to be trash. Like,
trash.
I spit on your back. I busted a nut. Just go home.
Yeah.
I'll pay for the Uber.
Nah, but the thing about it, sex be so trash, even the nut be whack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, you don't even, yeah. yo, it's been times that I ain't even nut. I just take my dick and just be like, yeah, I'm done. Just like lay down and
oh,
just
I've done that.
Turn Spider-Man on and shit. Like, don't bother me. I'm watching this.
It's
shit.
Like hit your own Uno reverse card.
Yeah. To the Shadow Realm you go.
Absolutely.
What do you think about Kevin Samuels?
Oh, wow.
He's another internet dude.
The thing, because I'm kind of conflicted with it because I understand the message, but I've heard it before because he's not the originator. The originator of this whole, like, of the manosphere, and then we got this going on, the face of misogyny. He's not the original
guy.
Who's
the originator?
I would say it was Tommy Sotomayor.
I never heard of him. Who's that?
Well, yeah, he was the original guy on YouTube, you know, putting forth, you know, the man stuff and everything. But the only thing that kind of shifted, where he was kind of like blackballed and battled against Tariq Nasheed and battled against Akta Umar Johnson and all the other people. So he was more on the back burner, and his channel were kind of like mine, where it's constantly getting like blocked and all this other stuff. I only lost my Facebook page, but for him, he lost like 17 different YouTube channels and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, it's brutal for him.
Why but, though?
Not just constant, because when he started his channel back in like 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was the alternative voice for men, that wasn't the, you know, Derek Jackson, I'll kiss your feet, baby. When it wasn't that sort of content, the pushback was ridiculous, to where if you put out a claim and said, oh, well, this person's bullying, or this person's saying things that are harassing, or it's going against my value, they immediately would terminate your channel. Like, he got up to 500K subs, they took it down. He had his second page. It got up to 313. They took it down.
Wow.
And every single time, like the amount of approved, like the silver play buttons that he would have had are probably like 10, 15.
Mm.
And it constantly taking him down, taking him down, taking him down. But he continually will maintain the certain sort of following that he always had. So when he goes live, he's got like 3,500 people inside tuned in live with him. But the only issue is every time he starts to really gain traction again, they halt him and they slow him down. Like right now, he had to go to OnlyFans to upload his content. So he's doing live streaming on OnlyFans to talk about what he was talking about. So
let me ask you a question. Do you think that currently in society or society in general, masculinity is not appreciated?
Oh, absolutely. I would say masculinity is under attack.
Explain it.
I'd say masculinity is under attack because if you see what they're pushing forward, which for first and foremost, let me just try to preference this. I would say increase and incline of what women are doing in society. Sensational. It's great. The only issue that I have with it is there's moments in which a woman will be climbing up the ladder, but the world will feel, society will feel, as if you have to push a man down in order for them to elevate. When in fact, you doing that is first a slap in the face of the woman because you're saying you wouldn't have got here if this man didn't take a step down. But at the same time, you're also telling young boys, innately, you are wrong. Like, think about it. When you say a term like toxic masculinity and how it's so blanketed over masculinity as a whole, we don't ever put ourselves in a situation in which we quantify what's toxic, what's not. We'll just look at everything a man has done up until this point. Oh, well, that's toxic, that's toxic, that's toxic. So from my estimation, from what I've seen, masculinity is completely under attack. It's completely undervalued. Nobody takes it as seriously as it should be taken because although there are many different issues that have transpired, you know, in the fall of men and the things that men have done, but look at where we are now. If you erase men, we don't get nowhere near where the hell we are right now. You can shine a light on where the issues lie, but you can also acknowledge where they've done and, you know, succeeded in places. But the issue is we don't look at, you know, where things succeeded or the good stuff. We only shine a light on the bad and we sensationalize that stuff.
That's a really good point. I always feel that we want men to be a certain type of way. And we also want women to be a certain type of way. Like, society has this obsession with putting people in a box.
Yep.
And you look at masculinity and you're like, what's wrong with, like, a man's man?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're respectable, like you're saying, like, be respectful to women. Don't be out here smacking chicks on the butt, calling them bitches and hoes and shit. Yep. But be respectful. So why can't he be a man's man? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always looked at it like, yo, it's okay to be that. Just be respectful. Like, you don't have to be super feminine, whatever feminine is, whatever it is. Yeah. But just let him be himself. If he's a manly man, like whatever you want to put say, let him be that. If he's a feminine dude, let him be that.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I think it kind of confuses, like you said, it confuses young boys. It's like, where do I go?
Yep.
Why can't I just be me and be respectful to be respectful?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? What are your thoughts about it?
You've been quiet over here a lot today, man. We ain't talking about no escorts. You ain't talking today. You better. What's going on over here, man? You getting ready for Sasha and everything? What you thinking?
Shoot. Pretty much, I have no answer at all. But
around the holidays.
Sorry, guys.
I pretty much agree, like everything you saying and stuff. So, like, as we like taking it all in, but I really don't much know about the whole like situation and stuff, but I seen like a little bit of it though, but like not fully.
Were you talking about the situation with the videos that they was talking about?
Yeah.
But I'm talking about what Wilkins just said about like, you know, women and men and us being masculine and then them talking like, it's even to the point where you could put double standards into it because it's like, you know, with the whole men expressing how they really feeling and women asking, like, because I had it happen to me before. I've had women tell me, like, oh, you don't tell me how you feel and then all of this. And then I had one girl, you know, you just say, like, yo, I didn't like this the way you did this shit. And then it's like, oh, you mad emotional and shit. I'm like, bitch, you the same person that's telling me I'm not telling you shit.
But go ahead.
And to piggyback off of that, there's also moments in which men don't feel comfortable,
yeah,
you know, being vulnerable vulnerable about women because there's a lot of, well, vulnerable with women because oftentimes women will, you know, villainize what you say and they'll weaponize what you just said.
I just put a meme up saying the same thing just yesterday on my Instagram story.
Yeah, I screenshotted it.
Yeah, we don't express that because, not to say all women out here, because, you know, there are women that help you, nurture you, and actually care, but then you got the ones that's, when you get into that argument, because women, y'all vindictive. Y'all say anything when you upset just in that moment. I've dealt with it. Women be like, I said this because I was upset. And it's like, but when I would say this shit, I'm an asshole.
Why we don't take into account in society, period, the role that verbal abuse that happens from women towards men. Because we argue different ways. Mm-hmm. Like whenever you talk about like abuse that transpires between men and women, they'll always you know, shine a light on the verbal, but it's primarily physical and things of that nature. We already know the double standard regarding the physical with the man and woman. We could go hour about that. But as it pertains to the verbal, there's moments in which I think Chris Brown was talking about it when he was actually finally explaining his side of him and Rihanna's situation. Because nobody ever speaks about what's actually said to get somebody to that point. Mm-hmm. Like if you flip the genders and then all of a sudden it's this dude talking crazy and then the woman would respond and say what she say, you're like, yo, go girl, yeah, we see. But you now leave it for what it is, and it's the girl going crazy, saying whatever comes to mind, and then all of a sudden the dude snaps, and not even getting to the physical level, just speaks. All of a sudden now it's like, yo, we need to put this
bugging.
Dude under.
That's a female. Why he told
like so, it's crazy. I'm gonna jump into that. It's a power structure thing, where it's not. You're right. You're 100% right. But the way society sees is that we're supposed to be stoic. Mm-hmm. Have our emotions in check. Mm-hmm. We're the leaders in the relationship. So if you ever read any leadership books, anything that you ever like get your hands on, what they always say, have your emotions in check.
Yep.
When you're in the fire, don't even sweat. That was some bars. Have your emotions in check. When you're in the fire, don't even sweat.
Oh, yeah. Put that on a shirt.
Come on, Jay. Mm-hmm. But I think that's what it comes down to. And then, you know, we as you speak about the power, it's a power dynamic. Mm-hmm. So it's like you going up against your boss. And you, it's like, okay, yeah, he's oppressed and shit like that, blah, blah, blah. That's how people see it as, is that women are the weaker ones. Mm-hmm. They don't have their emotions. This is not true. They're not. They don't have their emotions in check, blah, 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 this and that. So we have to be the bigger person in every situation. Because I remember I did this chick for a while. Her mouth was reckless.
Mm-hmm. I had a few of those.
Her mouth was reckless. But I have a smart mouth and I'm petty as fuck. Mm-hmm. So I would say something. I remember this. I'll never forget this one time. She was drunk or something. We were arguing about something. She's like, I'm pretty. I can get another nigga. You know, I can get another nigga. Like, you know, I can get another nigga. And I looked at her and I said, I can get a bitch right now. Here's my phone. Call one of them and let them know I'm done with you. Because I can get another bitch tomorrow. Tomorrow. Mm. I will break up with you and get somebody tomorrow. I am choosing to be here. Mm-hmm. Shorty start crying. Shorty start crying. Why would you say that to me? This is not what he's like. This is so fucked up. I looked at her and said, you said this? Mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, responding to what you said. But I'm wrong. I should have just ignored it. I should have kept my mouth shut. I remember I had this homeboy, divorced, got two kids, and I was telling him, I was talking to him about the situation. He was like, he started laughing. Mm-hmm. He was like, yo, you can't be truthful with women. What's wrong with you? You can't respond to women. But it leads to what you said, bro. Like, you responding, you getting your emotion, you can't do that. Mm-mm. Why do men die before women?
That stress, that inability of being able to truly express themselves. Because I've noticed this from when I was a kid. Because it is like a motherfucking science. I've been like viewing this from when I was a kid. Because the first time I have ever heard somebody say, oh, man, you must be gay. It was a girl. Seventh grade. I'll never forget this. We was inside of, it was right before school started. And we all playing basketball and stuff. This dark-skinned girl, mind you, magnificent skin. I just ain't like it because she was so ratchet. It was crazy. So she came.
I love that shit.
And she came over.
Book is like that shit. I love it. Hey, yo,
come here. And we was 12. You know, she had a fat ass. I don't know where she at now. I mean.
Say dead ass B word to mommy. Come here.
It been 14 years, so no.
Look, leave. Put some Tim's on when we in the bedroom, Ma.
But go ahead.
I've done that before. Put some Tim's on there. You have skied it and you put the Tim right on her back.
Yo, extra right grip there. On her shit. You ain't wrong about you that. Can't slide now. You got the extra grip on that. Yeah.
Ain't there a porn star? You done broke his dick wearing Tim's.
That's Prince Ushoma.
That's how his last name spelled? I thought it was like the Street Fighter or the Soul Calibur.
No, his name is Prince Yashoba. Like and I know Rolando who I'm talking about.
No, I don't know.
Shut the fuck up, man. You know who I'm talking about. He a legend. Yeah. He a legend.
You know the male porn stars by dick? That's a different conversation. But from
no, me, no,
from hey, the youth. Yo. Hey, that's hey. Different conversation. I like that. See, he power fucks very well.
Wait,
now Wesley Pipes is a man, though.
See, now you lost me. There's only so many people. I just recognized the Timbs from when I was in high school.
I remember
I was like, yo, Timbs, I got an idea from that. He got like a knee brace on when he fucking.
Yeah, because like he fucked up his knee and shit.
Oh, damn. Shit, porn ain't easy, as most people thought. Shit, but when I was a kid, the first thing, like, most men would have to deal with, well, at the time, boys would have to deal with, whenever dealing with women, they would always insult you with three things. It'd be one, you don't get no bitches. That's one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got that all the time.
Yep, two, shit, you don't got no money. Mm-hmm. And then three, you must be gay.
Now
those
you missing
are the
one.
Three.
Oh,
there's one. Was a fourth one?
That's why your dick was little.
Oh yeah, that as well. That as well. And then I guess the fifth one would be ugly. But
all of those.
Yeah, and oh, well, there it is. But
I got Thanos.
This nigga said he got an Infinity Gauntlet.
He said he got all the insults and then the sixth Infinity Stone. They were true. It was gone. So it was hurt. I'm like, fuck. It ain't right.
Shit, I was called ugly like a motherfucker.
They used to call me Cockroach. That was my nickname in junior high. So, yeah,
yo,
brutal.
Yo, being dark skinned back in the day. Boy,
oh, yeah.
Shit.
It
was son, I go ahead with the story. I'll tell you after.
Yeah, it was brutal. But all those things, like when I was on the court, and I remember she came over. She's like, "Oh, do you like me?" Like it was just so out of nowhere. Like I didn't even know. I knew of her. I did not know her. We never shared a conversation. Mm-hmm. He's like, "Oh, do you like me?" Nah, I mean you not ugly or anything like that, but
just not my cup.
You just nah, and I'm just getting ready to go back to the game. Like I completely disregarded her shit. I'm getting ready to go back in the game. We playing knockout. We got done with the game and everything. She's like, oh well, you must be gay. And everybody was like, oh, and I'm sitting there.
She called him gay.
And I'm sitting there like, wait. And there's at the time I couldn't even comprehend what gay, all the other stuff. So I was sitting there. That bothered me all day. I was just sitting there like. So, because I didn't like you, that made me gay?
What?
But for you? Like, you supposed to represent all women? And then throughout seventh grade up until college, I was just observing and seeing the same sort of insult that would happen to other guys. But we would never, it would never be something that people would address. Nobody would look how psychologically that plays into a man's mind down the line as you get older. That's why you have so much hyper-masculine men, where if you call them gay, they're ready to shoot you on sight because this something they've probably been hearing since they were a kid and nobody knows why.
So, okay.
It's a toxic femininity that exists.
So,
that we never
so
have
that's,
a conversation
that's a great
about.
Point that you lead to something else. A lot of men, not a lot of men, but I would say a good portion of men, black, white, Hispanic, whatever, mm-hmm. raised by their mother.
Yep.
Single mothers.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know dudes who are raised by nothing but women.
Yep.
Like they're surrounded by chicks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're surrounded by something by something, and you know, sociology has said this, psychology has said this, you become a product of your environment.
Yep.
So you will pick up certain traits when it comes to whoever you're around. So sometimes you'll pick up feminine traits,
mm-hmm.
and it's not your fault. It's your mama. You're raised by your mama. There's no daddy in the household.
Yep.
To show you certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So then you go into society. You get the situation like. My brother used to have a habit of putting his hands on his waist.
Yeah.
My brother's far from gay. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes do, but he's far from gay. People are like, yo, that's mad gay.
Mm-hmm.
What? So it goes back to what you're saying, and then it starts fucking with your head. Now you're like, I gotta be extra hard.
Yep.
I gotta be extra thugged out. I gotta do this because I gotta protect like this, my fragile masculinity
mm-hmm.
that's been low-key destroyed by society.
Yep.
You know what?
It was made fragile by the surroundings that you had. And also, just to like slow segue in it, the same sort of dynamic that happens between masculinity, femininity, that exists in the gay community as well. Because think about it. When you're just you're a man, but you gay, you all the way at like the bottom scale of the whole LGBT community.
Really?
Like, yeah, if you just, you the man's man, but you just gay, think about it. When you see the promotion of everything in their community, you see the highly flamboyant man thrown to the top. They're the ones who are pretty much the face of, mm-hmm. but if you're that guy, because I remember I had, when I was in college, there was a lesbian girl who she had a problem with her own community because of the way that the dynamic and everything went.
What was the problem?
She had such an, because as it pertains to the men, when it was just a regular, like the guy, you would have thought, oh, well, he's straight. He just a dude who like dick. That's all it is. But he's still a man's man. They were like pushed towards the bottom. Nobody wanted to hear what they had to say because it was almost like what's going on with the TikTok, oh, straight cis white man, all this stuff. They're almost looked at like that, the villain in they own. Sort of community. It was so interesting to see how the dynamic played out. And then with the lesbian, it was the same thing on their end. If you weren't kind of making your sexuality your entire identity, there's an issue with that. And it was very odd just to see how it all played out. So I feel like this same dynamic, kind of going back to like the whole power thing,
mm-hmm.
I feel like if somebody has to feel as if they have something over you, in all communities.
I think it's very weird. It's even in like the black community.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like because I think, like you said, every community has like what you should be.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a gay man, this is what you should be.
Yep.
Not understanding there's like gay motherfuckers in every type of sport who are the most manliest motherfuckers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be the hood ass niggas too. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, yo, beat your ass and then beat your ass.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
the sweet bloods.
Because I remember this fucked with my head for like a whole night one time. When you come into yourself, especially in your 20s, you start coming into yourself, you start understanding like who you are and everything. At the time I used to promote. And I had one of this dude, we were at a bar. He was like, yo, I wanna go to another bar. I was like, yo, I got this spot that I work at. Let's roll with me. Well, he's like, is there a cover? He's like, nah, these are my people. I work with them. We good. So I head over to the spot, and this shit fucked with my head for like the whole night. I brought out like five of my friends, and there was a promoter there that I didn't know too well,
mm-hmm.
but I knew him. But he knows of me, and I know the owners. So Shorty's at the door, and I was like, yo, she's like, you guys gotta pay. I was like, nah, we're good. We're good. We're good. My name should be on the thing. We're good. She's like, nah, y'all got to pay. So I was like, nah, I ain't paying for nothing. It's kind of like you got to put your dick on the table type of move. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Who you tell me to pay? For what? Like, I put money here. Mm-hmm. Like, I bring money here, ma. But I didn't say that, but in my head, I'm saying that. So then we going back and forth. She starts getting loud with me.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yo, fuck you. You fucking Uncle Tom ass nigga.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
We get in, everything is fine, and I'm just sitting at the bar like on some like depression. I'm just like, why did she call me that? Is it the way I dress?
Mm-hmm.
Do I look like I hate black people?
Mm.
And it really fucked with me, but it's also like, I had a cricket sweater on. I had slim jeans on. And I think I had like some loafers on and shit like that. It wasn't like your stereotypical black dude in the club type of look.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, they put motherfuckers in the box.
Yep.
But that shit fucked with me the entire night. So when I'm talking to my friends, like, you ignore her. Who cares? I was like, nah, what did I do to be called the Uncle Tom?
Mm-hmm. And moreover, it's like they don't even... Oftentimes, when people throw out like the term Uncle Tom, most people don't even really know the story because Tom was actually the hero of the motherfucking book.
Hero.
If they call you Sambo, I'd feel much more offended versus if you were to call me an Uncle Tom. But besides
I can't be
that,
Sambo,
it's
Sambo.
Oh, no, no, I wouldn't want
to. I might have to fight you, son, because I'm too. I look better than Sambo.
Yeah, fair enough.
You gonna have to fight him?
Yeah, I might have to fight. And the thing about it was so bad that her boyfriend came down, and he was like, yo, relax. Like, I had to tell her to relax. But it was like, I was like, yo, because the thing about it, once you yell at me, I'm gonna be like, yo, why are you yelling at me? Like, I don't care if you're a man or a woman. Why are you yelling at me? Like, stop yelling at me. And I was like, yo, you're yelling at me. And you're acting rude. Like, and the thing about it, once you tell somebody what they're doing, another gear goes in.
Yep.
So when she did that, I was like, and everybody's looking at me, and I feel like kind of embarrassed. Like, I guess with me, and I'm just like, why are you doing this? Because you're so mad that you have to say that comment. It like. To this day, I still fuck with my head.
Yeah, because you got to kind of figure out what is going on. Because it was when I probably reached like 23, 24 years old, a few years back, when I kind of disconnected from reaching a high level of hostility in like public places. Because when somebody does something like that, that's a them thing. There's something going on with them internally that's bringing them to this level to where they want to take it out and project it onto you.
Yeah.
So my best thing to do to protect my peace is completely disconnect. Like, wow, I feel bad that you going through whatever you going through to bring you to this point. Because I'm not, although you're reaching vocally all these different levels, what are you, prepared to reach with the final stages would probably be us fighting. So are you prepared to get to that point? Because I always think of like the Bane, you know, in Dark Knight Rises, where it was, do you feel like you're in control? That moment there when he put his hand on his shoulder, that's where my mind immediately goes. When somebody is already just, they going crazy. Like, are you okay? It turns into like a therapy session. Like, what's going on with you internally?
Because sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not even you. It's them.
Yeah.
And then, but we sometimes as people, we get caught up in their web.
Yeah.
Now you're caught in their web. Mm-hmm. Now you're arguing back and forth with them. And then you ever in an argument with somebody, like a heavy argument, and then it clicks.
Yeah, you figure out. You're like, whoa.
Whoa. This ain't about me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take a step back. And the thing about it, because I podcast so much, I'm ready to get into an argument.
Yeah.
and I'm ready to throw out logic real quick, Nick. No, you're stupid. This is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I get caught in that. That's one of my biggest flaws. Like, I'm going to keep going. Like, yo, we'll keep going at this because I'm so petty.
And there's moments in which you'll notice, like, yo, I should stop it right now because I don't think this is actually beneficial to what we're actually speaking about, where you feel like your pettiness is taking over, but you can stop it.
Yeah.
Because I had that too. So for me, what I do is, I'm extremely competitive in everything. So if we get in an argument, I'm not trying to lose. But and as we all know, there's moments in which when somebody feels as if they get louder and louder, that means that they're winning. Or if the other person just, you know what, I concede, you right. Oh, yeah, I won the argument. Most times, it's not worth continuing to go. Yeah. Sometimes you know what, dog?
That's what I be saying. You got it. When you argue with women, they hate that.
Yeah,
you know what?
You got it.
And pull that up, son.
You got it. They be all in their feelings. They send you the paragraph, and then you just won't want to fight. It's just draining. Like,
I don't know. Nothing via text no more.
Yo, listen. Yo.
Nothing via text no more. Any argument or anything that I have to say, it's face to face.
Women, they got this combo now. It's called, you'll be on the phone with them. Talking about it, they'll hang up on you and then text you.
So seven different. So with me, I don't call.
Mm-hmm.
I don't call. Text. I'm texting because I know my tone.
Yeah,
I sound like a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've been told I have a teacher voice.
Yeah.
So and the way I talk to people, sometimes it comes off condescending.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Even I know that feeling.
Even with my shorty now, she's like, yo, you come off mad constantly when you talk to me on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want nobody to feel like condescending. So I'll text. Mm-hmm. And then I always want to go back.
Yeah.
Okay, you said this. So I'm going to reread what you said so I can get every bullet point in this shit. So this is also like my college essay years.
Yep.
So my nigga, you said that I'm an asshole. So why am I an asshole to you if this? So I got to put the bullet points on the nap.
Yep.
I got my subject matter. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put my paragraph and what exactly is going on. But because I never want the tone to be so fucked up.
Because
Even texting you, that tone is lost. But for me, the way I speak and the way I, because I try to be as logical as I can in a conversation.
Absolutely.
But sometimes I come off condescending. So I rather text.
It could be a tone in texting sometimes too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think the tone sometimes get lost, but I rather go over what you said again because mm-hmm. you're going back and forth. Sometimes what the original conversation gets lost because you guys are going back and forth.
And then you just, you did this, and then you bringing up this, and then
Y'all both bringing up random shit because I'm the king of bringing up shit. Mm-hmm. I'm the king. I ain't gonna lie. That's my toxic trait. I got to get out of that. Like, yeah, I can't believe you talked to that bitch. Oh, me talk to that bitch. Well, July 16th, 9 p.m., you said this about this nigga, and I ignored it. Mm-hmm. Why are you bringing that up? No, because you mentioned this, so I'm going to talk about this. And that's not a good thing to do mm-hmm. because I'm not listening to what your problem is.
Yeah, see, me and my girl, what I've instilled from day one was just if there's a problem that arises, we got to immediately address it. I don't care where we are. I don't care who we're in front of. We've got to be able to, because the one thing you don't want to have, and this happens in numerous relationships that lead to a ton of toxicity, things will linger. Mm-hmm. Something will happen on Tuesday, it won't get brought up until next Monday. Mm-hmm. And when it does on next Monday, what happened on Tuesday, it bothered you on Wednesday. It kind of left on Thursday. It came back on Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, you were just waiting. You had the indignation invigorating inside of you. So you look like motherfucking Hogan freaking warming up, getting
fuck
ready.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, fuck Hulk Hogan as well. We got to make sure we keep that in there. But, you know, just charging, looking like you're getting ready to go Super Saiyan 2, just upset. And it happens all the time. So what I tell my girl is, yo, if we got a problem, we gotta have conversation right now. We can't.
You
girl
be getting jealous?
Jealous?
Because of you having such a real talk, like, and I like to study like people and what they do. Mm. Your brand is strong.
Well, thank you.
Your brand is strong, so I know you have male and female fans. Mm-hmm. And especially you being a dark skin, because dark skin is cool now.
Oh, yeah.
Look at all four of us. Darker the berry, sweeter the juice,
indeed.
Niggas.
Indeed. You know all about the juice right on Pornhub, right?
But like I was saying, does she get jealous?
I don't think so. She's never had a moment. I think when we first started going out, she had moments in which she felt odd. Because I was still doing the sliding in the DM series. Only reason why I'm not doing it right now is because I'm shadow banned on Instagram. So it's kind of tough. But
how'd you get shadow banned?
Man, it had to be from the just posting certain things. Like, what doesn't make sense about the getting shadow banned because of the sliding into DMs. The photos that I would repost are the photos from the girls' pages. So how is it that it can exist on their page? I'm just pretty much reposting with my own spin, and now all of a sudden, bam, it's gone. So
how did you know you got shadow banned?
Huh? Oh, because when you search me, I don't pop up first. Like, it's a fan page with like 19 followers and three posts from like 2018. Oh. It'll pop up first, and then you have to pretty much type in the whole name, and I'm like third on there.
So how do you get out shadow banned?
I just think it comes with time. Like, I've been researching left and right. Like, what do you do?
I got shot. Jabba Tears got shadow banned once. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I noticed was because our numbers went down.
Yep.
Like, it's like, it goes like, I guess any creators, I guess we're talking creator shit right mm-hmm. now. The interaction went down.
Yep.
And you're like, what the fuck? And then I started researching, and also my main page got shadow banned too mm-hmm. once. This is my opinion. I may be wrong. Larger pages, especially my main page is larger. So it's like I have like 11K on that one. Mm-hmm. But larger pages are up on attack on Instagram. That's my opinion on that one. Mm-hmm. I don't think Instagram wants super large pages on their thing. To succeed. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, at least those who are not sponsored or working along with them. Because the one thing that, and I'm happy that you said that regarding, you know, the interactions and things of that nature, the impressions and all the other stuff. Because I remember there was moments in which I'd get DMs from people who follow me like, yo, I haven't seen you post anything in a while. I'm like, I posted every day for the last 3 weeks. What are you talking about? So it wouldn't pop up on their feed. Like, you had to seek me out in order to find me. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why with the reels now, or utilizing the stories or things that pop up on the explore page and the hashtags, like with the hashtags, if you shadow ban, you won't pop up at all. Like, those certain pages that would hop to the top of certain hashtags. Like when you click on recent, you click on top, you would see those. Even if you could make a post right now and put a hashtag, you click on it and go to recent, your post ain't there. That's how you shadow ban. So it's very low key. It's interesting how Instagram does it.
It's for, I really, like I'm telling you, because I've dealt with like larger wrestling brands, because we, you know, in the community, you'll talk and you'll have these conversations and they're like, yo, my interactions have gone down. And then you also got to like, for the creators that are listening to it, you have to adjust so fast when anything changes. Have you been using Reels?
I just started using Reels heavily the last 2.5 months. And then being able to bring
it. Have you seen the jump?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen it. They had moments when I first started it, it jumped immediately. Like, I brought in, I think it was an additional 4,000 followers. Then it started to slow down. So to counteract that, I had to make sure I increase my activity along with those who are reacting to mine. So, also, Instagram changed their algorithm to where now likes and comments are kind of third and fourth.
So I read that. It's it shares, yeah, and shares saves, and saves are
one and two. Yeah, so they're one and two
you
now.
You listening, nigga?
So it's reversed what's transpired.
We're building a brand here. Y'all niggas got to build y'all brand up. Rolando, Lawrence, Mr. Hit Him with the Wee Wee. Pay attention. 101 social media.
And you got to make sure those
nigga,
who truly support
the whole time.
Take your notes. Take your notes.
No, I'm making sure you can
did
listen.
Did you take coffee today?
No, but the thing about you can listen. Of course you can listen. Mm-hmm. But you may not listen.
Ah, it is. He put it in caps lock over there.
Message.
Yep. Make sure you catch the tone as well. Don't get it lost.
But yeah, you know what's powerful though? Twitter.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Twitter's a good spot. Twitter's always a good spot. Yeah.
You know, and on top of that, Twitter, all that nasty shit on Twitter.
I don't be on Twitter.
No, you look at porn on Twitter.
Stop the cap.
You look at porn on Twitter. Twitter got mad porn.
You know, when I first made my Twitter originally, when I was like in high school, when it first came out, what was it 2008? I think I made mine like 2009. All I was following was like porn stars. It was like 42. I had 42 people I was following. They was all porn stars.
Nah, I'm not going to hold you. That's the same thing.
Yeah, that's the only reason I got on Twitter. And I think Roxy Diaz as well. I think she was the only other person who wasn't a porn star that I followed.
Who's your top five?
Top five? Porn star? Shit.
Right now.
Watch. Right now? Shit, who's active? I haven't seen porn in quite some time. Let's see. Top five all time. Well, Pinky got AIDS, so I can't really.
Pinky has AIDS?
Last I remember, she had it. No, unless she lost it.
But she doesn't have AIDS.
Huh, interesting. Was it HIV?
No, I don't think she has HIV. I think it was a rumor.
Maybe it was some type of
STD, though.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah, like she had it.
Which one? STD, I forgot, but she had some type of.
Damn, her vagina was burning up like the Jonas Brothers. It was something back then. But, I would have top five, man. Okay, so one, you got to go with longevity. And her ability to, you know, infiltrate all communities. You got to throw in like a Lisa Ann there.
Okay.
She's like in the top five there. Then
nice feet.
Yeah. Oh, well, I've never really been into the feet game, but there it is. If you like to, you know, as the Haitians would say, nettoyer the zote with your lung. You know, that's your business. But
what he just said, for people who don't understand, he said, do you like to clean their feet with your tongue?
Yes. Rosetta Stone, Haitian Creole, motherfucker. But I would have to say Lisa Ann, she's on there. Jada Fire, you know, a lot of people grew up on that. Jada Fire. Although, you know, her areolas look like 22-inch doves. They were, my word, those were, I did not know they could get that large, but she's got some longevity in there. I'd have to throw her in there as well. Oh, boy. Wow. Another three. Y'all don't have to come back to me, man. This remaining three of porn stars. Maybe you'd have to throw in a Tiana Trump. I haven't seen a lot of her work.
She's dating LaMelo Ball now.
Yeah, I heard about that rumor. Apparently, like, they were seen or spotted together, but some people are fact-checking. I don't know, but I saw it was in the news. I saw it was in the news.
Live your life, King.
Yeah, one way or another, you know, just make sure he wraps his wheelie. You know, you want to mess around. You know, you lose your ability to ball because she was
so I have a friend that's, like, in the business type of shit, and he was telling me that porn stars are actually cleaner than regular women.
Because in a sense, they have to be.
Yeah, because they get tested so much.
Yep.
And if you get something, you're completely out the business.
Yep, absolutely.
Like, you can't. It isn't like you can go into business and like, oh, yeah, I got this and this. No. Or you have something? No, you're out now. So the ones that are in their business are like, legit have nothing. I have another boy who, I don't know if you guys know who this chick is, Brandy Love.
Google that.
No, I know. I know what you're talking
search
about.
Search that up, nigga. You've been on the phone.
Really you
been,
hey,
you know that? It's a screensaver. So Brandy Love is like, MAGA porn star queen.
Okay.
She's like a pretty hot like MILF. She's like she's in a MILF scene.
Okay.
But my boy smashed it.
Ah, all right.
Raw Dogs.
Oh my.
I met a porn star in real life. I actually hung out with her.
Who?
Spicy Cajun. You ever heard of Spicy Cajun? She's
a big girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you talk about. I see her on the gram a couple times. She came to the club and I'm not a fan.
I seen her.
Not a fan.
Yo, Rolando waiting to meet her. He said, yo, next time you go chill with her, bring me with you. I said, like,
damn.
She mad cool. Yeah, she's
she probably cool. Is. I'm not a huge fan of it. I'm very I've toned down on the porn intake.
I actually wanted her to, you know, come on here, and, you know.
Nah, that would be dope. I actually, but like.
Oh, perform on the show?
Yeah. Right on the table. Just move everything over.
But you mentioned some quality. Lisa Ann literally is a GOAT.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, she came in. She's like Jordan because she came. She retired, came out of retirement.
Yep.
Retired, came out of retirement. Like, mm-hmm. she be out here.
Yeah.
Like, you mentioned quality.
Yeah, that was good. Good time with those. And then the only reason why I put Tiana on there, because she's still trendy right now. She's doing her thing. Apparently, she's like in the top five of most people's top five. I've only seen, I think, maybe one scene of hers.
I don't even know if I've seen one.
Yeah, I've only seen
one. I've seen multiple.
And that was only because I had done a video on her. So I'm like, let me go see what she's about.
Mm.
Because when people were telling me all this other stuff, because like, yo, you got to talk about Tiana Strong. She was talking about she slept with 76 people in 1 year. Her senior year in high school. Excuse me. So let me find out what she do. Is she worth, you know, all the...
What
you
did
know,
you think?
Personally, she's like, I'd have to say about 19 out of 30 in her performance. I mean, visually, she's aight, but for her performance, it's okay.
Her performance is not, as we critique these porn stars, it's not in the fucking part.
Mm-hmm.
It's the head
yes,
part.
Yes, exactly.
That's where mm-hmm. she lives.
Yeah.
That's her go-to.
Yeah, that's about 16 of her 19
yeah,
points.
But yeah, like if she's on NBA 2K, her jump shot is trash.
Mm-hmm.
When she goes in, though, she's actually like a 99 at the rim.
Yep, absolutely.
With the layups.
Yeah, finishing is
she
great.
Finishing nice.
Oh, yeah.
Like she got all the badges, like mm-hmm. purple.
Yeah, the Gawk. So
she
Hall
of Fame. She Hall of Fame level. Oh, yeah. She Hall of Fame level with the blowjob. Regular shit.
So back
she's,
to 3,000
she, she, she's all right. but I think she gets a lot of love because she's racially ambiguous.
Yes, yes.
Like there was a thing, she was on Blacked Raw, right? So for people who don't know, Blacked Raw. Is a
don't look at me. I did not see
No,
I never heard of it.
I will be the porn connoisseur.
Yeah, his eyebrows went through his hairline. So like, black, wow. I was just on there.
So Blacked Raw is like top of the line, high quality interracial porn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the thing is it's fucking black dudes that look like basketball players fucking white bitches.
Okay, all right. Do the white women come out with tattoos of Black Lives Matter and stuff on
them? No. It's nothing.
Yo,
nothing
so he knocked the corner.
He heard that, like, no, cut it out.
So, I thought.
He knocked us off the end.
He actually got tattoos.
This nigga done killed us.
So, yeah, we're done.
You know, killed. This shit is over, right? Yeah. You can't even talk no more.
I didn't even realize it. We're going to start another episode.
Yeah, where did
he turned it off? He stopped it? Oh, he just.